When I was a little girl, like really little, like 8 or so, I was playing in my father's study, a place in the house I wasn't supposed to go. My father fancied himself a sailor. His study was filled with nautical decor. He kept a boat in the bottle on the top of a shelf, and it chattered on the ground when I slammed the door. I told my mother everything. I told her I was so, so sorry. She told me, "Don't cry. When he comes home tonight, we can make everything okay. This is all we have to say." We don't remember a boat in a bottle. It must have fallen off its shelf alone. We know you loved it, we're so sad it's broken, but neither one of us was even home. And it's our word, yes, our word against his. So I hid screw-ups from my father, made up school awards to please my mom. Whatever made the steak taste better, whatever kept the waters calm. I was told to keep their secrets, and in turn they'd keep mine. As I got older, I got dumber. I couldn't help but cross the line. 3 times I nearly wrecked my life. 3 times I nearly came to ruin. 3 times went crying to my parents, who said they'd make it go away. Yes, this is all we had to say. We never rented a house in Sedona. We didn't see Camille the day she died. We haven't been on our boat in some years now. Yes, our word, it's our word, yes, our word against theirs. Somebody was paid to make it go away. Everyone was paid to make the problems go away. Doesn't matter who gets screwed or who is blamed, or what you need to do to clear your name. An inconvenient truth can be easily erased. When I was 26, I was living in New York. I developed some fun habits, put my white blood cells to work. I remember it so clearly. I was home alone on a Tuesday night. To level out, I popped some downers, but couldn't seem to get my mind right. I drew a bath and slipped into it, suddenly became aware. I couldn't keep my head above water. I took a final gasp of air, and as I lay there helplessly, a million different thoughts came to me. I saw my parents hearing the news. Your only daughter drowned today. I thought about what they might say. Our daughter Judith, no, she moved to Austin. She's very happy there, or so we hear. She's always been so goddamn independent. The years go by and now we barely see her. Our daughter Judith, you must be mistaken. You mean the girl we raised as if our own. We loved her so much she felt like our child. Eventually we had to send her. her home. It'd be their word, only their word. It'd be their word, only their word. On its own.